dividing America bitter to the end.
American Psycho.
Citizen Trump, a referendum on the soul of a divided nation.
Trump's strength leads to election stunner.
President Trump, populist surge leads Republican to upset.
Trumpocalypse.
That was just a few of the morning headlines following the shock victory of Donald Trump to become 45th president of the USA. The election elicited huge media interest around the world, perhaps more than would have been usual due to the controversies and rhetoric throughout the campaign. On today's show, I'll be talking to two young voters studying here in Bangor. Both are registered Republicans, however one voted for Hillary Clinton. We'll hear their thoughts on the candidates, why they voted for them, and their view of the media's coverage of the elections. But first, we'll hear from University lecturer Gregory Frame, who teaches film and creative studies and researches media representations of the US, the White House, and the presidency. I asked him his thoughts on the media coverage and asked whether this coverage was objective.
The fragmentation of the media landscape has caused a great deal of this kind of breakdown of objectivity. So the sharing of information via social media and what is a legitimate news source and what isn't has been a huge problem. And I think that the term post-truth has been used as the kind of word of the year this year. And I think that that's probably fair, given the levels to which the facts didn't really matter in the campaign. I think people almost created by the media to an extent. And I think that determining which particular form of media was the most significant maybe isn't that important, but it's that general impression that's created through various different sources. And it's quite clear that the media normalized Donald Trump to a great degree. He's an abnormal candidate. He is unserious. He's unfit to be the president of the United States. And yet the media kind of made him seem acceptable in a way. And I think that played a huge role in almost enabling people to vote for him without feeling unsure about it. And I think that is mainly his mastery of the media.
Well, that was our expert's view. I'm now joined in the studio by Evan Dupuy, who comes from Pennsylvania and is studying journalism, and Madeline Fritt, who comes from Denver and is studying strategic communications. Thanks for joining me today. Evan, you're a Republican, but this time I understand you voted for Hillary Clinton. So why was that?
I did vote for Hillary Clinton in this election. I have kind of said this throughout the whole process, that I can completely sympathize with people who want to overthrow the establishment, and they're tired of career politicians, and they're tired of people that I think Hillary really does embody, you know, the money side of politics. But I cannot for the life of me understand why Trump is their guy to do that. I mean, he won, so he, you know, obviously sort of knows what he's doing, but I think he did that by tapping into the angriest cohort of American people, and his campaign left country feeling really divided, and I'm not surprised by that fact.
So, Madeline, you would have voted for Donald Trump, and is that because you're from a conservative area, a conservative family? Would it matter what Donald Trump said or did in the campaign? You would still have voted Republican.
I definitely think growing up in a Republican household has definitely swayed me for my whole lifetime, honestly. But it's not just because I've grown up in a conservative family. I do support some of the things that he stood for. However, I'm not, like, extremely knowledgeable. My dad's an oil engineer, and so for my dad's career, we would need Donald Trump. I don't know.
It's more about the economy.
Yeah, definitely. In the business aspect, I started working when I was 14. I paid taxes to the state. That's why I support Donald Trump.
Did you both feel that the media was it fair to both candidates? Objective towards both candidates?
Not necessarily, no. I definitely think that the media will take whatever small things Hillary or Donald would say and maybe exemplify the bad parts of it to make a biased opinion, like make other people see the bad in each candidate. And I think the media does it a lot and twists a bunch of different things to expose them. I don't know.
I'm definitely not one of those people who's out on the street saying the media is our enemy, you know, they're lying to us. And there's a lot of people, especially now that a lot of these kind of diehard Trump supporters have come out of the woodwork, are saying, you know, the media is so liberal, the mainstream media is lying to us, there's a liberal bias. I wouldn't call it a liberal bias, I would just call it a bias towards sensationalism. I think that they, you know, like Madeline said, it's They'll take anything they can. So if they're going to talk about Hillary, they're going to talk about how she is corrupt and Benghazi and the emails. I mean, how many times have we heard about her emails in the last 3 years?
The mainstream press was mainly for Hillary Clinton. Do you think that had any influence, or do you think that the mainstream press, newspapers, don't really have an influence on people anymore?
It's really hard to say, just because this whole election turned out to be something that nobody saw coming. I think, too, they were pretty sure Hillary would win, and so they were building Hillary up as this next person that they could kind of get behind. And then when you have Donald Trump, again, back to the sensationalism thing, he gives you something new every single day to report on. Personally, I never thought there was that much, you know, good about him to report on, but, you know, they would take it and run with it so long as it would get them views. But the thing is, with the media supporting certain candidates, is you really can't tell anymore, because there's so much consumption of different outlets now that people are having trouble discerning what is real and what's not.
That's an interesting point. On social media, for example, Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, obviously Donald Trump uses Twitter a lot himself. Mm-hmm. So do you feel that that has an influence on the younger voter, maybe? Do you think they believe what they see in social media, given yeah. the stories now of fake news?
I definitely do. I think a lot of what is wrong with America is that people are extremely uninformed and believe whatever they see because they think, oh, it's in text, so it must be true. What's hard about that is that a lot of Americans don't do their research either. So if they're getting their information from faulty websites, faulty identities on Facebook, any of that, I don't know, then they're just not trying to get the correct information. So they're not working
for it.
They
sort of believe, just because yeah. it's in print, that they're going to believe it.
And it's easy. Like, I mean, I don't want to go home and research politics. Like, I feel like people who are really interested in politics want to do that, but those are the people who are informed. And I feel like as a young adult, as a girl, I don't want to, like, research Donald Trump for fun. And I think that's kind of where a lot of girls stand, and guys. I don't know. I think they're just uninformed.
Donald Trump sort of put himself out as a bit of an anti-establishment, anti-elite people person. How do you find that, given the next shots we saw of him standing in front of his gold doors with Nigel Farage? And how would you feel about him going back, basically, on a lot of the things that he actually campaigned on?
I think it's ridiculous, and I don't think he should be able to do that, because it's just going back on his word, and it makes him less credible.
I think Donald Trump is weirdly one of the most progressive candidates that Republicans have actually run in a while, too, because he is so concerned with keeping America in its history, in a sense, and not, you know, not taking it backwards necessarily, but kind of, he's not a fan of this whole globalist mentality that we're all connecting around the world.
He's traditional.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. which is totally fair, and that's a fair view to have. But I think in terms of, like, gay marriage and marijuana, I think he just doesn't care. Really, he's not necessarily for or against it.
He just says what people want to hear.
Because he ran as a Republican, he had to say, I'm against abortion and I'm against gay marriage and I'm against all these things, where really I think now that he's in office, he's going to soften on those.
So do you think he's quite savvy in a media sense? He used the media better than Hillary Clinton did.
Oh, absolutely he did. This guy has been in our faces for the last year and a half now. He got billions of dollars worth of free press every single day from those people just by saying sometimes outrageous things.
Thank you very much for coming in and talking to me.
Great.
Thank you.
So, we've heard what our expert and our voters have had to say. We would now like to hear from you about what you thought of the media coverage. You can phone us on the usual number, text us your views, or contact us via social media on Facebook or Twitter. We'll be right back after this.